What did he say? What was that last part he's yelling about?
What?
I don't know what he said there. I wasn't listening.
95.5 KLOS. Hey. Southern California's rock station.
What's happening?
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Friday.
Happy Friday!
You're in a good mood because of that?
Yeah.
It's either rain or Friday. Those are the two things that put you in a good mood.
Otherwise, I hate the planet. I can't stand it here.
And Fridays means between 5 and 7 are all request fest.
That's right. A lot of loud stuff. If you have something that would get your weekend going, even if it's insane, if we can find it, we'll play it for you.
We're going to talk about a Catholic priest that was in a high-speed chase.
Ah, nice.
It's pretty great. We have one American dollar.
Uh-oh.
And I have to tell you about my cat.
Your what?
Cat.
That is such a weird phrase for you to say.
Oh, I know.
I don't even understand.
I'm married into it. You know that. And now I'm just trying to figure it out.
And around about 4 p.m. or so, the one and only Frazier Smith, KLOS superstar Frazier Smith, going to stop by for a while, talk about what you guys are doing a week from yesterday, Thursday, at the Laugh Factory.
Yes. It's going to be a blue shirt comedy night. I'm going to be hosting it. It's next Thursday night.
And we'll be talking to Frazier here in the studio about that.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. A 39-year-old Roman Catholic priest was arrested for shoplifting from a Walmart.
Now, just yesterday, you were saying that a cop in uniform drove their police car to a place and stole from it.
Right.
What is going on?
I don't know. You would think a Roman Catholic priest would be, I don't know, trustable.
Yeah, don't they have, like, robes? Is he wearing the robes and the beads and all that?
I've only seen
stuff.
Yeah, he is, yes.
Oh, my. Actually. You're kidding.
Yeah.
He has the collar on. And he went in and he was stealing
shot.
From Walmart. And his mugshot.
He has the collar on in his mugshot.
What? Wow. Wow. You know, in the movie, in The Exorcist, the Catholic priest was having a crisis of faith. Now, he didn't go stealing stuff, but...
from a Walmart.
Yeah.
Police said that Father Dawid Wedjernowski is accused of stealing less than $50 worth of ice cream.
He was stealing ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of...
He bought ice cream and oven mitts. And I'm sorry, I used the word bought. He stole ice cream and oven mitts.
Maybe it's a really weird exorcism. It's a lovely day for an exorcism, but I need some ice cream.
But the trouble didn't stop there. After the store heist, he then led police officers on a chase.
Yes!
Through the neighborhood while drunk.
Now, I'd go to that church. I would sit
you
in
would
that...
You would see the drunk... drunk priest?
Yes.
I think he's being fired.
Aww.
You know how the Catholic Church is. They're knee-jerk reactions to this kind of stuff.
Pope is on the phone. He's got a weird hat and he'd like to talk to you.
So the dude stole less than $50 worth of ice cream and oven mitts.
And then went on a high-speed chase.
And then was drunk and went on a high-speed chase. He was arrested and charged with disorderly person shoplifting, second-degree eluding police, drunk driving, and having an open container of alcohol in the car.
When did he spill it on his collar by any of it?
I did. His collar looks pretty clean. It's pretty sharp.
Wow.
That's a great mugshot. It's a difficult topic.
Okay.
And yet I think you're going to get it easily.
I'm up for the challenge.
I think you're going to get it easily, yeah.
Really?
Because we're doing one-hit wonders. Now,
okay.
Can one-hit wonders have any other hits? Like minor hits?
I mean, almost every single band that's ever recorded, they always had a B-side.
Right.
You know, they've pretty much always. But they may not, you know, they probably didn't crack the top 10. It's not something that's in the on the radio for years to come. One-hit wonders are a difficult thing to pin down, but generally it's like, wow, I never heard another one from that band. I just don't...
Well, I have a top 20 list.
Okay.
Just in case it was too difficult.
Is it just rock and roll, baby? Or is
it's everything.
Everything.
Every type of
music. Well,
you know what
insane collector I am. I have tons and tons
of
music.
I think I'm going to just do top 10.
Okay. All right.
Because I think you'll get it.
Right.
Even just using the top 10.
Whoo, dog. Okay. So you're saying this is all over the map. This is pretty much.
Yep. Biggest one-hit wonders.
I mean, like one of the first things, and this is because of what I do in the morning. I'm torn. I'm gonna say Nena 99 Red Balloons, Luft Balloons. That was still on the radio from the 80s.
That is correct.
Woo!
99 Luft Balloons.
I can't even believe it. That's crazy. All right. I feel a little more comfortable now.
All right. Good.
How about that one we used to play over at that other place all the time? Still get a request for it here every once in a while. I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to say? I'm Too Sexy, right? Said Fred.
Not even in the top 20. But don't feel bad. It was just way off.
I'm going to go for a rock song then. I'm going to go for one that they didn't put anything out. It was about the riots on the Sunset Strip. For What It's Worth, the Buffalo Springfield. Come on.
The problem is there are so many answers.
There are so many answers.
And you might come up with great suggestions that aren't in my top 10.
No, that makes sense. One American dollar, by the way, brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. Didn't happen for these people, though. They had one hit.
I do think that you will agree with the list for the most part. Yeah.
There was some other songs by Wild Cherry I liked, but Play That Funky Music was kind of a
list.
Detachable Penis.
Detachable
King Missile.
Detachable Penis. Not on the
list. Come on!
Sorry, sir. You lose. I was going to give you the top 20, and I think you still would have lost.
Let's hear the top 20, because I like that.
Top 20 biggest one-hit wonders. Okay. Number 20 is Kung Fu Fighting.
Oh, my God. You know, we were just talking about that yesterday. This is so weird, because sadly, I knew a lot of disco as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that song at all. Like, our friend Darcy mentioned it when I was putting together a playlist one time in the 90s, and I'm like, what is that song?
Really?
I've never heard of it. Never heard of it. Somehow I avoided it all those
19,
years.
19, Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round.
Okay, all right. Okay.
18, The Penguins, Earth Angel.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
17, Lips Inc., Funky Town.
Very well-recorded little disco song.
16, Steam. Nana, hey, kiss him goodbye.
That's right. That's a one-hit wonder.
15, Chumbawamba.
Head
thumping. I get knocked down.
Yep.
Now it's stuck in your head for life. 14, Ram Jam, Black Betty.
Oh, yeah.
13, Blind Melon, No Rain.
Okay.
12, Big Country, In a Big Country.
Yep.
11, Autograph.
Turn up the radio.
Yep. Number 10, Norman Greenbaum.
What is that
Spirit
song?
In the Sky.
Oh, yeah. I hate that song. People love that song.
These are the top 10. I don't love it either. Yeah.
I hate that one.
Number 9 is Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue.
Mm, yeah. Well, Eddie had Romancing the Stone, title track for the movie. That was pretty big. But yeah, sure.
Was it pretty big?
Yeah.
Was it though? Number 8, Tommy Two Tone.
8675309. You know, I actually had that phone number over at another radio station. People would call all the time.
What do you mean you had it? You personally had it?
818-867-5309.
Did you ask for it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course. What a stupid question. It was just luck.
And people would call all the time and leave messages. Generally, they were bill collectors, and people had given that phone number as their home number.
That's so funny. Just to throw them off.
Yep. And they would call and ask. I'm calling 867-5309 for Steve. He owes us a lot of money. Please call back.
Steve does not live here. Number 7 is Modern English.
Oh, I met with you.
Yep.
Classic.
Number 6, Dexy's Midnight
Night Runners. Come on, Eileen. There you go. That's a good one.
Number 5.
I mean, terrible, but
the
good.
Only thing that kept you from giving me a dollar is Nina 99 Left Balloons.
I was so sure. I was like, I'm on it. I got this.
Number 4 is Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't really have any other big hits.
Number 3, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh,
relax.
Nastiest song that's ever been on the radio. Do you know how foul that song is?
I do, yeah.
It's so foul.
It really is. Number 2, Aha, Take on Me.
Oh, okay.
And number 1, A Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, yeah, Buggles. Yeah.
So there's your top 20.
All right.
You lose, you get nothing.
But at least I don't have to give you a dollar since I got one.
That is true.
Thanks,
you get one.
Nina.
Congrats. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Yo!
This is Kevin. I have never had a cat. I married into one recently. And cats or something.
Cats, you have to be ready for a cat. You have to be on board with the life with a feline.
Didn't know that.
I
didn't know a lot about cats. I didn't know they throw up.
Oh, they...
On a regular basis. But they make a noise just before that.
Yeah.
Last night I was putting in some printer ink, and there was a noise in the hallway. And I was like, what in the hell could that be? And then the cat was there and started puking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
fur balls.
How did it make? What noise could it possibly make? It's like, does your cat?
Oh, every cat makes insane noises. Yeah. The craziest is...
Before they start heaving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
well,
like...
Well, they need to stop it. Yes! Yes!
Yep.
Yes. Wow, yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's so fun, especially at 2 in the morning.
This one shouted it.
Yeah.
Wow! I brought in this is pretty much what it was.
Yeah.
This is sound... that the cat made last night. Pretty accurate.
want your soul.
I'm sorry, what? I want your soul?
Also accurate.
Cats are of the devil.
I want your soul.
Cats are the devil's pets.
Cats from hell.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin Sluggo.
And the one and only Frazier.
Frazier Smith.
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Welcome. Good, man. Welcome to the little station.
Let's talk about Thursday night, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
This coming Thursday night, which is the 29th, we're doing Kevin's Blue Shirt Comedy Night. And that is because we are teaming up with the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers.
And this is your maiden voyage, right?
This is the first one, yes.
You guys are virgins.
Well, they are. Well,
not Frazier, but Frazier's been there
That's
a lot.
That's true. You've been there at the Laugh Factory a ton.
But the helpful guys, they're very helpful.
Yes, they are.
That's a fact.
We're looking forward to working with them. It's going to be a great show, guys.
Yeah, who's going to be, who's on the bill?
The first show is loaded, man. We've got, do you know who Kira Soltanovich is?
Yes.
Do you know her,
yes,
right?
She's
really hilarious.
And she's great.
And she was the phone booth girl on The Tonight Show. Or the photo booth, where they were going to a photo booth.
Oh, gotcha.
And they'd be taking, you know, those photo booths.
Right, yeah.
Taking the pictures, the tourists. And all of a sudden, she'd be saying something. And they'd be looking around like, who is that? And she would say all this crazy stuff. She's a great comedian.
She is great, yeah.
And Tom Arnold.
You know, nice.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
And Tom. And Tom's a funny guy. And Pablo Francisco, do you know who that is?
I do. He does a lot of great impressions.
Unbelievable. Right?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
He said he like does comic. The he does the movie guy voice.
Yeah,
spot
exactly.
On.
Yeah.
In a world.
Yeah, you know that
little
guy?
Tortilla boy. he's an amazing voice guy, and he's a great talent. He's kind of like a Robin Williams kind of guy, you know. He's all over the map and really funny. And then Carlos Mencia.
Nice.
Legendary.
And that's going to be all this coming Thursday at the Laugh Factory.
At the world-famous Laugh Factory.
You can buy tickets. We got tickets. We'll hand some out here in just a little while.
You can buy tickets at laughfactory.com before it sells out.
There you go.
It starts at 7:45 on Thursday night, and this is going to be fun.
We're going to sell that out.
Yeah.
It's going to be an amazing show.
Are you going to do stand-up? Because I'm not.
What?
Well, I just want to make that clear.
Kev, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
You got a week to work on some stuff.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll get you out there.
No, I don't think we will.
How about
I'm
going to
leave. Once we go out there, I'll leave, and then you're stuck.
Remind me of your very, very, very first time doing stand-up.
Well, my first time was back in Detroit. And in Detroit, it's a little scary doing stand-up because everyone's armed. Everyone's armed. And so you don't want a joke to go sideways.
Right.
By the way, I'm still using those same jokes from back then, 30 years ago.
You go with what works.
You do. I don't remember. It was actually a team. I had a team because I was on college radio.
What do you mean a team?
Well, you don't see teams anymore, thankfully, because you have to split the money. It's not good.
Anyway,
my buddy and I had a radio show, and then the two of us went and did a show together, and I would do half the jokes, and he would do the other. He'd finish them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or I'd finish them. You know, I'd do the setup, he'd do the punchline. And that never worked. That was my first time. First time's always bad for a comic. Or if it goes well, it's not good either, because then you think you're good.
Yeah, that's the worst, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's true of a lot of things. I think that's true of gambling.
Yes.
If you really hit it big first thing,
you're sure.
You're screwed for the rest of the time.
Good analogy. Same deal.
Yeah,
right?
Same
and
deal.
You think you got it down already, and you never do.
Hey, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No. So you want a bomb first time out, and I certainly did that. And but, you know, it was something that's kind of stuck with me, and I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at Laugh Factory a long time. Really, Jamie Masada, the owner, used to be my sidekick on my morning show.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It was a character called Buddy Buddy. And Buddy 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 Buddy. You could say it really fast, and he was just crazy. No one knew what he was talking about.
On which station? Because
that was on KLOS.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
we were just talking about before you got in. You've been in pretty much every radio station in this town.
It's got a K in front of it. I've been fired from it.
Keep a job.
Yeah. That is my goal. And I up and down the dial, really. But
radio, I love it.
Yeah, and Jamie was on my show, and my boss always used to say, what was with that guy? Because no one could understand it. But the
hold on. No one could understand
even
him?
I could not understand him.
But and that's a joke, right?
But it's not really a joke. But this buddy-buddy thing at one point took off. And I got very jealous because he got bigger than me. It was like all of a sudden people wanted his merch. He had merch.
He had merch.
Yeah, buddy, buddy, buddy. And the rainbow sticker. He had a buddy, buddy, rainbow sticker.
Wow.
You know, and I had it at that point. I was like, how does my sidekick get bigger than me?
He's not even saying anything that makes any sense.
Yeah. And I think that's why, guys.
Yeah, that does make sense.
We had, it's the first time, yeah. First time radios had to use an SAP button. But anyway, he bought the corner on Sunset and Laurel, which used to be Greenblatt's Deli, mm-hmm. way back in the day. And it was also Groucho Marx's old office.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Allegedly. And so anyway, he bought, and he goes, I'm going to start a club. And I thought, okay, right. And then he did. And then he asked me to come down there and start doing stand-up. And that's how I got started.
What a crazy thing to start. I mean, you really got to love comedy to not only do it ever live, but start a club? That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty crazy. Yeah. And back then, he didn't have a liquor license or anything, and he didn't have food. He would go next door to Greenblatt's Deli and get these giant turkey legs, and you'd see people... And he'd bring you a beer because he had beer and wine license, and it was like medieval times. Eating a turkey leg and drinking a beer out of a can, you know.
Huzzah! Yeah.
And none of the good comics would go there, you know.
Right.
It was all guys like me, and, you know, the audience would be like, who's this guy?
So that's why we have a good lineup for Laugh
But the
Factory
lineup is
on
great
Thursday,
for the Laugh Factory. Laugh Factory, he went on to make it probably the best club in the world.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing club.
Started in
1980. And all the top comics go there, of course, and have come out of there.
Yeah.
And the show coming up next Thursday, the 29th, is a really great lineup. You got to come out. KLOS listeners, you'll love the show.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Cool. Well, stick around a little while, and we'll give away some tickets to that in just a bit, and we'll talk to Fraser Smith some more on KLOS.
We are working with the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers, myself and Fraser Smith, for a comedy show on Thursday nights. I think it's going to be the third Thursday night of every month after this.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's happening this coming Thursday night, which is the 29th. And we have an amazing lineup. We got Carlos Mencia. We got Tom Arnold, Kira Saltanovic, Pablo Francesco. Who else? Who am I forgetting?
That would be you and me.
You and me.
Fraser, right? Sure. So of all those, who's your favorite? To spit it out.
I can't say.
Nah, come on. Put me on the spot.
They're all great. They're all great.
Yes. No, totally.
They actually are all great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be a heck of a show.
It is going to be fun.
So
yeah.
We can get you in for free right now if you want to make it next Thursday.
I can get in for free.
Oh. No. You have to pay.
Okay. You have to pay. Everybody else can get in for free.
No, that's not right.
If you want to be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, and everybody else can get tickets by going to laughfactory.com and get your tickets before it sells out. What's the tiniest thing that bugs you? Do you have something like that?
Tiniest thing?
Just the most insignificant thing.
Little noises. Just like in life here in modern times, you're going to hear, machinery like coming on.
Right.
I have such great hearing that everything bothers me. If I hear someone outside walking around, I'm like, shut up.
Is that right?
It's really stupid.
Wow, it sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Here's a tweet. Whoever thought changing Microsoft Outlook's default font from Calibri to Aptos was a good idea needs to be launched into the sun.
Launched into the sun, no less.
Yes. Apparently, there's been some changes in the font.
It's just so easy to go in and change your preferences. But I kind of understand when they have a new edition of whatever.
Here's another one. Outlook did an update and went to Aptos instead of Calibri. Had to manually change back. Our national nightmare is now over. So I do think these people are making fun of themselves
right.
at the same time.
Yes.
But they're...
It does.
Seems like there's always a tiny little thing that bothers you in a way inappropriate way.
Sets
it's
you off.
Way too big.
My theory on that is you've put up with so much crap all day long that finally some tiny little thing just makes you snap.
Yeah, but
just
I'm saying
it.
Kind of always. Like these people, like I wouldn't even notice the font change.
Right. Right.
These people know it and tell you the title of it.
And that you should be launched into the sun.
And you should be launched into the sun. So the question is, what's the tiny detail that really bugs the hell out of you?
All right, what's a tiny little detail that bugs you?
I was trying to think about that, and I don't really know. I don't think I have anything that's...
Oh, I don't know about that. There's got to be...
I'm sure you can find some, but I don't have like something like this where it was like, how upset can you be about font?
I will say that there are so many little things that just really, and I go crazy on it. I mean, I'm just like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and I think that level of crazy is because it's built up.
Yes.
Over time, your frustration is.
Deal with nonsense all the time. So when it comes to some, I'm just trying to watch a movie and they've changed how you access it. Or there's a whole bunch of ads right before it that didn't used to be there. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
So a tiny detail that is huge to you. 818-955-KLOS. I'm feeling gaslit by my own computer. Why, a small change by Microsoft was a big jolt for some users. They changed a font.
And that just will set someone off, you know? Yes. It just looks wrong. It makes you think, but there's really no reason for freaking out.
Right. So we're talking about a tiny detail that's huge to you. You have one?
It's a little thing, and broadcasters do it all the time.
Uh-oh.
Maybe even you guys do.
Probably.
And I don't know if pronunciations count, but when people say nuclear.
Yeah.
No, I hate that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It drives me up the wall.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Listening, it's nuclear. You can even break it down like this. Nuclear.
I'm with you.
Pronunciation on things drives me nuts. True.
That's
true.
I'm with you. Neither of us do that. I'm
happy to say. We're perfect actually with that. Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm calling about the
little tiny things that make you crazy.
Yes, sir. Spanish speaking people that speak English perfectly, and then when they get to a Spanish word, they have to over pronunciate it.
I see that on newscasters a lot.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially with their name.
Yeah.
They talk perfect English until their name, and then it's very Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one on NBC back in the day here in town that used to do that. She used to be in Phoenix. I can't remember her name, but she would really, really punch it.
She didn't punch it enough.
One on Channel 7, her name is Jessica DeNova.
Right.
And it's perfect English until we get to Jessica DeNova.
That's funny. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The thing is just like, everything has to be on the phone now. Like, for example, I went to the grocery store, and you can't do physical coupons anymore. You got to go. You have to have an app.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got to download the coupons and this, that, and the other thing. And by the time you're done, you're just like, I'll just pay a full price. It's just annoying.
Yep. I hear that.
I hear you. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
The tiny things that drive you crazy.
Startle the chimpanzee, upset the gibbon. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Do we have time for a few more calls?
Yeah, I think so.
Tiny things that upset you. Hello.
When you go into the checkout box, they automatically prompt you to pay for the shipping, and there's another spot where you can get free shipping, and you have to move to the free shipping.
Right. So they kind of
super
default
annoying
to, hey, you know, why don't you go ahead and send us some money unless you notice over there you could get it for
interesting
free.
Interesting.
Right. And I'm not going to mention who it is, but, you know, it's the biggest retailer probably, you know, in the world.
Yeah, no way to guess that. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, my God, I got through it. I love you guys. Okay, it's when people say, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Come on. I hate it. It's so annoying. You guys have any tickets, please?
That's what I hate when people ask for tickets. Right? I'm just kidding.
What do you mean? We don't. I'm sorry, but thank you for calling.
Yes, and we will over the weekend for sure. So good luck, and thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
How about the stupid CAPTCHAs when you put in your password?
Yep, hate that.
Makes me insane.
Hate that.
What's the point of putting the password in if you want me to do a CAPTCHA, and then I can't pick the right ones? It says I'm picking the wrong ones.
Exactly.
I think I found now
that I used to waste most of the time sitting at red lights. Now it's like dealing with, am I a robot, and what is my password?
Yeah. And that CAPTCHA thing is you're doing it right, and they're like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
It's crazy. Hey, by the way, you guys happen to have tickets for the Def Leppard? I really love to go.
Everybody's asking for tickets. I just said I hate that.
We do, but we don't have them right now.
No, we will over the weekend. JD will for sure have some tickets for you this weekend. We'll have them all again next week. So
I'm
good luck.
Huge Journey fan. Thanks, guys.
Shall we?
All request fest.
Yeah, what the hell do you want to hear? Is it loud? We'll play it.
818-955-KLOS.
You can also find us on social media. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. Let's start with some Van Halen. Take your whiskey home. Call now. What do you want to hear? Oh, dear. Kevin stepped out of the room. Kevin! Hey! Well, I guess I'll answer the phone. Hello, KLOS.
Hi!
Hey!
Curtis Whisper.
I'm sorry. What?
Curtis Whisper.
Kevin isn't in the room, so yes. The answer is yes.
Wait, thank you. Why does he hate that song? It's so beautiful.
It is touching and inspiring. I've learned more about myself because of Careless Whisper, and I would like to thank you for requesting it. It's coming up next.
Well, thank you very much.
Whoops! Wrong song. Oh, I meant to play Careless Whisper. Oh, darn.
It is our old request fest. Who's this?
Hey, Ed Reed from Lakewood. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. What can we play for you?
Hey, I'd like to hear Lost in Hollywood by Rainbow.
You got it. We'll do it next.
And then Careless Whisper?
Nope.
You guys have a great show, man. I love listening to you guys.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Every day.
Thank you, man.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you play some Dead Kennedys?
Hell yeah. Who's this?
This is Shirley from Mission Viejo.
I love it. Anything in particular?
Not Holiday in Cambodia.
I agree with that.
Anything but. All right.
All right, awesome.
You got it. Thank you.
From fresh fruit for rotting vegetables, Dead Kennedys. What a great request that was. Thank you.
Dead Kennedy safe zone. Here, we love it. It's the All Request Fest. Anything that you want to hear to get your weekend started right, just call us at 818-955-KLOS.
Who was it that asked for that? Because I love that song, that was, Rival Sons.
Blended Emotions.
I was looking back through the records, and it's been a while since we played Rival Sons.
Grandpa said records.
How dare you, sir? Hello, KLOS.
Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Can you play some Clash?
Yeah, anything in particular?
Radio Clash.
Oh, nice one.
Radio Clash.
That was one of my favorite videos. Yeah. Do you remember that one? It sort of looked like the Sex Pistols party boat is what I always thought.
Yes, it was.
Who's this?
Blanca.
You got it. Here you go.
Thank you.
This is the All Request Fest.
Yes, it is. It's Friday. We're playing All Request. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a song for you. Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
I love that song. I mean, I love everything from AC/DC, but I particularly like that one.
Well, it was either that or Careless Whisper by Cedar.
Nope.
He's asking for Wham, I do believe. Doesn't he want to hear Wham?
I think he does. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, man, who are you?
This is Mark.
Here is Ach Nach on KLOS.
AC/DC.
All right, thanks.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Sluggo? I was wondering if you guys can play Story of My Life by Social Distortion.
Absolutely.
Love Social Distortion.
Love Mike Ness. You know, one of the worst interviews I ever did, though, was with Mike Ness.
Really?
Yeah, I was really effed up. I was off.
Oh, it was all your fault?
Yeah, that was off for the day, yeah. And the boss, Tripp, called me at home and goes, you need to get out of Hollywood Palladium right now and interview Social Distortion backstage.
Poor Mike.
Yeah. He was really cool about it, but he's like, what's wrong with this asshole? All right, man, who are you?
This is Gino from West Covina.
Gino, some Social Distortion for you now on KLOS Radio.
I lost money to that guy.
What, Mike Ness?
Mike Ness. One of our Christmas shows, we were playing cards in the back, and I had to go back up to the ATM and get more money.
Because he beat you at whatever poker game you were playing?
He took my money.
That's awesome.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, if you're going to lose in poker, you know, it's very cool to lose to Mike Ness.
Sure. That's it's awesome. Our old request fest. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's our old request fest. What can we do for you?
Can you play anything from Greta Van Fleet?
100%. Absolutely. Love to.
Anything. Anything. They're great.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Right on.
Dealer's choice. We like that. Thank you. It's Kevin and Sluggo on a Friday afternoon taking requests and playing songs.
And very happy to do it. Thank you for that Greta Van Fleet request. That was awesome. Built by Nations is what we chose. We chose that.
818-955-KLOS.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. It's our old request fest.
Yeah. Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Absolutely. Which one?
How about that smell?
Well, 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 if it isn't the All Request Fest on KLOS, what do you want to hear?
Can I please hear some Mr. Brownstone from Guns N' Roses?
Let me check with the official robot that rules the world. He's a very angry robot, and he's wearing diapers today that aren't fitting. Oh, he's apparently saying yes, though.
I don't know what Sligo's talking about. I have no idea.
I do.
Okay.
One of a bunch of bands that have played the Helpful Honda Rock Room at KLOS, Black Crowes, and were amazing.
They're always amazing live.
And you know what? We're going to prove it. Tomorrow, around about 3 p.m. or so, JD's going to play back that entire set.
Excellent.
Yeah, everything that they played here for KLOS at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. It's about 30 minutes of live music, and that'll be happening at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on KLOS.
It is our old request fest. It doesn't have to be music that we always play, but if it'll get your weekend started right, 818-955-KLOS.
You know, I actually heard a DJ call them INXS.
No, you didn't.
Yep, here in Los Angeles.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
That's not possible.
It's a fact. I won't give the name of the station, but it's a big, big, big one.
Wow.
Not one we've ever been on, but I was like, really? INXS? Are you kidding me?
It is time for What We Learned. Sluggo lost one American dollar by not guessing four of the top 10 one-hit wonders.
I did come up with one of them, 99 Luft Balloons.
Yes, you did. That saved you from having to pay me a dollar. And I have a cat that made this sound.
I want your soul.
I would be concerned about that cat. I'm off to pet the kitty, but not your cat.
Nope.
Not going to happen. And see you on Monday.
I'll see you on Monday. Peace
One
out.
One last thought for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
We have two tickets for you to see Def Leppard and Journey with Steve Miller Band on the Summer Stadium Tour. It is Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. You can buy tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can be caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS and win those tickets. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Your name is Mark?
Yes.
All right, you're caller 25.
I'm pumped, man.
You're going to go see those humans right there, Journey and Def Leppard and Steve Miller.
Yeah, you know, the only one of the three I haven't seen yet is Steve Miller, so it'll be great to see all three of them.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Cool.
It's Sunday, August 25th at SoFi Stadium. Everybody else can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you, sir, are going to be there for free.
That is awesome. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
You know, I've always said that.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers and Fraser Smith and I are going to be hosting a comedy night this coming Thursday night, the 29th.
And we have tickets to give away right this second, unless you want to go buy them, but we could give them to, who are you?
Hey, this is Sean.
Sean, you're caller 25.
Nice!
All right, Sean.
Well done. Say hi to Fraser Smith.
Hey, Fraser Smith. I met him one time before. I love him. He's great. He's the best comic that's going to be there.
Wow, man.
Is this a setup?
It is. Yeah. I paid him off. Sean, thanks for that, bro. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, I wanted to tell you guys.
Okay.
I'm the guy that called in about that product, StoneGuard.
Stone Guard.
Does that have to do with your balls?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you're going to the Laugh Factory, and you're going to see all those comics. And who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I got to find somebody.
Fraser, can you hook him up?
No.
Yes, it's right. A Hunger Games type thing with your friends.
Yeah.
Last Man Standing comes with you.
I'll bring the Stone Guard.
There you go. And bring your balls, too, while you're at it.
With a working title of Eight Arms to Hold You, the Beatles began filming the follow-up to the movie Hard Day's Night in the Bahamas on this day in rock in 1965. If you don't remember the video for AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll, find it. Watch it. They started filming it on this day in rock in 1976 for an Australian TV show. It's basically just them riding around Melbourne in the back of a pickup truck. Do you remember the episode of Married with Children that featured Anthrax? My Dinner with Anthrax, that aired on this day in rock in 1992.